Welcome back to Sports ASA. I'm Malcolm Blight and David Wilde. Thanks to the Weeks Building Group. Thinking new home, you get more at Weeks. And also Tyre Power, selected Kumho tyres, buy three, get one free. We're going to talk 36ers. First game wasn't all that good. In fact, it was awful. But they recovered well to win in double overtime to get it back off the carpet. And a man that played a terrific game in the second game is Isaac Humphries. And he joins us now. Isaac, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Take us through the two games. It looked awful, the score in the first game. But to get back in the second game, that's a feather in your cap anyhow.
Yeah, look, you know, that first game was pretty rough. We all definitely admit that. But, you know, there are a lot of factors involved with that. I hadn't played a single game or even played basketball in about 4 or 5 weeks. I was dealing with a knee injury. That was my first time playing basketball because I ran out of time. I didn't have any sessions. So I was very rusty. You know, there are a couple other boys in similar positions. We had never played as a whole team yet. As much time as we spent together over the off season, we had, you know, a couple niggles and other factors involved. So that was really about getting the cobwebs out, and it just totally didn't go our way at all. But the second game we just regrouped and. And like I said, the cobwebs are out and we could really focus on getting that W. And, geez, it was a crazy game and it was awesome to be a part of. And we were very excited and very very happy with the outcome.
Well, did Coach Connor Henry, did you say get back on the bike? I mean, it's only one game, like you said, you're rusty. But you had to get back quickly, didn't you, to get the win?
Yeah, absolutely. The best thing about basketball is, you know, you always have another game very soon. So we got to sort of reflect on it, learn a lot from that first game and turn the page and really bring it in the second game. And I think we did, you know, we were night and day. It was totally different teams and we knew that's how it would go. We just needed the fans to kind of bear with us for a little bit and let us do our thing. But yeah, it's all on the up now, so we're feeling really good.
Well, Isaac, just going back a bit, just on you personally and your career, you went to America, the Kentucky Wildcats, and you went through the college system. How did you enjoy that, and was it a great learning curve for you?
Yeah, it was. College was my college experience was insane. I went to Kentucky, which is a very big basketball school. You know, 30,000 at every game, sold out every time, fans chasing you down the street. It's like superstardom. It's really weird to get used to. And I went to college at 17, early out of high school. And, you know, a 17-year-old from Australia being mobbed on the street the day I arrived was definitely something I needed to kind of wrap my head around. So once I got over that and, you know, focused on the basketball side of things, I learned a lot. I had my struggles, for sure, as everyone does, but I inevitably came out of that and the other side and learned so much about who I am as a player and a person. And I use things I learn at Kentucky every single day. So very grateful for my college experience, for sure.
Now, your other sporting prowess, too, was in rugby league. Obviously, you made the choice because you grew quickly in 1 year, didn't you? So how did you did you enjoy the combat of rugby league?
Yeah, I did. I loved it. Growing up, my family was very involved in the club, and my brother played, and my dad was a part of the, you know, the senior sort of, I don't know really what they call it, but you know, we were involved with the club from the minute I was born, and it was just the natural path for me to play. And then I grew really tall, and it was getting a bit crazy because, you know, I'd have 4 or 5 people hanging off me trying to tackle me, and it got a bit intense because basketball was kind of taking over a little bit, and I had to make the call. Do I, you know, go get smashed on a football field or go, you know, focus on my basketball career? And I chose basketball, and very glad I did because, you know, I love my life, I love my job, and I love every single day, so... It's footy was a big part of my life.
Isaac,
obviously basketball.
I haven't seen a 7-foot rugby player.
Isaac grew up in Sydney, obviously, so that's why it was rugby league. Yeah.
We mentioned your game, and you sort of came back really quickly from the rust and played a terrific second game. Josh Giddey and DJ had two outstanding games, particularly DJ. He got subbed out, but he had a very good game in that first loss as well.
Yeah, look, DJ's just. He's just an unbelievable player. He's so gifted offensively, and he's really the man on our team. You know, like, we'll look to him for a lot of things, and rightfully so. He's definitely earned that over his career. And as you can, as you see every night, he's just so solid. And I've loved my brief time with him so far, learning from him and stuff like that. And Giddy as well. He had a great game, bounced back. I think we all just collectively knew we had to really come in and make a statement. And we all just sort of panned together and did that. So that was, I think, where all that came from.
Yeah, you mentioned when you went to America at 17, he's only 18. Boy, has he got the world at his feet, the young man, Josh Giddy.
Yeah, for sure. I've definitely been in his position, and it's exciting, it's daunting, it's overwhelming sometimes. But if you've got good people around you, which he does, and good teammates, which he does as well, we'll make sure he's all good, and the rest is just kind of up to him to just do his thing. And he's been really good for us so far, so I'm excited to see how he goes this year.
Yeah, I'd see too. He's going to be out for the next game on Wednesday night. He's got wounded.
Face planted.
Yeah, which is bad luck. Hey, now,
he hit his head pretty hard.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Now, your number eight, I'm always fascinated with numbers and how players end up with numbers. Did you get a chance to pick it, or was it just random?
Yeah, no, I chose number eight. I am number 15 usually. That's been my number for a long time. Yeah, great number. I love it. I'm so used to seeing, Humphreys and 15. It's just, my brain just connects the two. But unfortunately, 15 is a retired number in Adelaide. So I had to go with my next best number, which was number eight, which is the number I wore in the NBA with the Hawks. So I think that was, pretty good reason to choose number eight. So, and I'm loving number eight. It's bringing me a new vibe and all sorts of things. So we'll see.
Hey, it's only early days, but when you look at the squad and you've been around for a long while, how do you see the 36ers squad in comparison to perhaps some of the other teams?
It's a bit hard to compare now because we haven't really seen a lot of, a lot of anyone yet. But from who we've played, I know we'll be really good. We just have to kind of come together. Like I said, we haven't been together for that, fully as a whole team with our imports, with myself and a couple other guys. We haven't fully been together for a while. So once we kind of gel on the court a bit more, we'll be awesome. I'm really excited to kind of get that groove going. And the way our schedule's looking, we're going to have to do that in these early games. We don't get to do that in practice. So you'll be seeing it before your eyes. You'll be watching it kind of unfold, and it'll be awesome.
I'm really fascinated with your journey, particularly of basketballers who can play all around the world. And I read where you played a season at Beograd in Serbia. Wow, what about that?
Yes.
How did you find that? First of all, the conversation, and secondly, just movement around the city.
Yeah, it was. Belgrade was very interesting. I was only there for about 3 or 4 months because it was the very end of their season that I went over for. But it was 3 or 4 months, long enough to figure it all out. And it was very interesting. Not many people speak English. They do, but it's very broken. And my coaches didn't, my teammates didn't. So it was honestly 3 or 4 months of just no talking, really. You're just sort of in your own head, and you just sort of live in this weird little world because you can't talk to anyone. So that part was weird. And, playing with teammates who you can't speak to was something to overcome in itself. So, it was very much a learning curve, and I very quickly figured out that, that's part of the world is not for me to go play in again. So I'll stick to the more just places I know have a better translator, that sort of thing, because it really was quite difficult, just not being able to speak to anyone. So but now I know, and definitely learned from it. So
so onwards and upwards. Another game, what, playing Wednesday again? Is it Wednesday you play?
Yeah, Wednesday, Friday. Another two games this week. Very excited. Southeast again, and then New Zealand. So we're ready. Very, very excited again. Just pumped. Can't wait to keep playing. We've missed basketball, so we just can't wait to play every game,
And one last one, Isaac. With the COVID, it's opening and shutting everywhere. You don't know what's open, what's not, week to week. Could that mean more games in Adelaide?
I don't know. You'd assume so, but I don't know the rule. I don't know how it all works. That's kind of the NBL's figuring all that out. But so far, it's looked that way. It's looked like a lot of games in Adelaide early on, which is good for us and good for the fans. So, yeah, I think you can kind of hope, expect to see some more games for sure.
Well, great game for yourself. Keep up the good work. Thanks for having a chat, Isaac.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Isaac Humphries, 211 centimetres bloody. He's a big boy for Tyre Power. And also McRibbon, El Macco are back at Macca's. That's right, the saucy McRibbon, legendary El Macco are back at Macca's this summer. Grab yours today. 211 centimetres, you're only the 182, weren't you?
Yeah, 182.
I still can't get over you weren't 6 foot.
No,
played a key forward and was not 6 foot.
5 foot 11, and key fullback, and centre half back, and centre half forward.
Unbelievable. Hey, we're going to take a break. Come back with Tuesday's True or False.